Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to today's episode. I'm thrilled that you joined me today, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Enoch Leffingwell. He is a business coach for people in the health and wellness space, but he does more than that as well. So he's going to tell us all about it. So welcome to the show, Enoch. It's lovely to have
you. Thank you so much for having me, Jeannie. I'm glad to be here.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your journey. What was your story? What inspired you to become a coach working with health and wellness people? And tell us a little bit about all the other things that you do as well.
Yeah. So I had a heart attack when I was 12 years old, and I was taken to the hospital in the emergency, and they got some blood work, and I found out I was high cholesterol, high blood pressure. I was borderline diabetic. I already knew I was morbidly obese. I was the second fattest kid of an elementary school of about 1,000 students, and I was severely depressed at the time. But as I was in this hospital bed, 12 years old, thinking, wow, my life will never be the same. I imagine I was like walking towards a cliff with one foot off, and my life would never be the same if something didn't change. And then as I started to explore and look for a solution, it was because one man with a health message who packages health knowledge into a book and a program, and he sold that to my mother, that I'm alive to tell the story today, and I didn't become another statistic. So that really got me on this journey of health and wellness. I haven't touched a soda since I was 12, stopped eating donuts, and started valuing like my health and how our bodies actually work. And when I was about 17 years old, people started to find out that I had a story, that I went through that experience, and that was, they wanted to hear the story. How did I lose 50 pounds in 3 months? How did I keep it off? What were the principles that made the difference? I started speaking, doing health lectures, cooking classes, and I started pursuing a career as a public speaker for the last 13 years now. And it's really been a fun journey that's taken me around the world and throughout the nation. And a lot of it started with that health journey.
Yeah, that's terrifying. I'm so sorry. But like you said, it was the starting point. You knew that was the line that got crossed and that had something had to change. And then you started working at 17. You started speaking. That's amazing.
Yeah. The first time I got invited to speak at an event, there's probably about 50 people there. And I got this hour slot, and the event organizer gave me $100. And I was like, what is this for? And he mentioned, this is to encourage you in your speaking. And each of the speakers that we flew out here, we paid for their travel, their housing. We gave them per speech. And we also are going to give them extra because they got families to provide for. But you're 17, you're in high school, you don't really have a family. But I remember hearing what he said. I was like, wait a second, you mean to tell me there were people in this world who are able to share a message I would gladly give for free, and they're able to actually support themselves and their family, not just like peanuts, but enough to support their family? That was a day I became psychologically unemployable. And I dedicated the next 13 years of my life to learn everything I possibly can about how to share a message online, offline, how to be able to monetize our knowledge to make a difference in people's lives, whether it's through coaching or courses, eventually books. And I just found that this whole industry, now we often know as like coaching industry or creator economy, it wasn't really popularized that way back then in 2000 or so, but it has been so rewarding and such a fun journey through that process.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I can imagine what an impact you're making with other people. So tell me what kind of people that you work with. Obviously, they work in health and wellness, but I think you have quite a wide spread. We just talked before this about how you're helping a school who teaches health and wellness, but you're stepping in with the actual, some of the tactical and the practical tips for them. So let's tell us more about that.
So that started because when I opened up my health education company, we started breaking sales records and growing. One of the first times I invested in a mentor that later became a multiple six-figure family business, started making $10,000 a month in my early 20s. And then that opened the doors to get interviewed on other people's podcasts of multimillionaires who have audiences of health educators who are all health coaches or supplement providers that they're wanting to share with others. And I began to realize that there's a lot of people in the health education space that don't understand the marketing side. I've been fascinated with digital marketing since I was 12, and this, I found that there's like this blend. So then it started to pull me, this is 2018, to transition to start helping other health educators, a lot of like holistic health educators, naturopathic doctors, maybe health coaches or authors, speakers in that kind of area, how to do the things that I've been doing. And what we talked about before we recorded was I spoke at the school that trains naturopathic doctors. And when I was speaking there, I shared one of my signature speeches and they said, this is so powerful. And because I wrote a book, the book on high ticket health coaching, it talks about the secrets to making big money with a small audience online. And as I shared this book on that speech, the director of the school was saying, we need to make this a required reading for all of our PhD students. This is the knowledge that people need to know. And I shared with her, I could go even a step further if you'd like. I could provide you a video series that is a companion guide to my book that can help your naturopathic doctors and PhD students to get the marketing side of growing their health practice if you would like. And she said, that would be amazing. So we opened up a licensing agreement where they could license my video content in their eCampus, which their PhD program is their most popular program that they do in this international school. And I just recorded the last video for this 10-part series for them. And it's really fun. It's rewarding. Those are people who want to dedicate their life to health education and coaching and being able to help people than a naturopathic doctor or certified coach or whatever it is. That's who I like to serve. And in that particular video, it was a video I called I'm a certified health coach, now what do I do? Because they don't usually teach us when we're coaches how to get new clients. They teach us like the coaching side, maybe it's mindset, life coach, health coaching, but they don't really teach us the marketing or the business or how to get the new clients. And that's a lot of the stuff that I see is missing the coaching space. Lots of coaches, but few people actually know how to actually monetize their knowledge in a way to attract high paying clients.
Yeah, that's so smart. Congratulations on finishing your last video, but I think it's so smart of them to find someone like you who not only can teach people, but has real world experience. Because there's sometimes people out there who say, well, I could tell you how to do that, especially, I hate to say it, but in education, but they actually haven't done it in real life. And it's different. That's amazing. And I think there's other professions as well that you go to college for and you learn how to do them, even doctors or chiropractors or even in the medical field. That lawyers, I don't know if they teach them marketing. And I think that's such a huge part of your business. You can run an amazing business, but if nobody knows about it, you're not going anywhere.
That's right. Yeah, like the old adage, if you build it, they will come. Or like a great product is going to sell itself. But when I'm coaching health educators in my monthly challenge, highincomehealthexpert.com, I often share with them that a great product doesn't sell itself. That makes sense for a fictitious Hollywood movie. It's a great storyline that doesn't work in real life because you can have the best product in the world, but I could prove it to you. If nobody knows, then you won't sell anything. Because right now, currently, if you're listening, and you have a health program or you have a product and you know it's good, you have a coaching program, there's other people in the marketplace right now who don't know as much as you, who don't love their clients as much as you, who aren't as knowledgeable, who don't have the principles that actually work. Maybe there's even teaching misinformation, yet they're making more money than you. Why is that? It's because it's not the product alone that creates more clients. It's understanding how to market that message. And that's what I learned in early in my career, that if I don't learn the marketing, my message is going to die on my lips. And I could have this life transforming story to share, but if I don't learn how to get that message to the masses, it's going to be really hard. So I always tell people, like in my book, I talk about how marketing is not manipulation. Marketing is getting your message to the masses. It's being able to attract the people that you are called to serve. And when we can overcome that, it helps us to break free from what I find hinders us from actually doing that kind of work.
Yeah, that can be hard work. You're preaching to the choir over here, because I actually went to college for marketing, which back then didn't have social media and all of the other amazing things that we have, opportunities we have now, or even speaking and coaching. They just weren't a thing. And thankfully now they are. We're big fans of marketing. Get that word out there. Help those people who need it. So tell us a little bit about, how do you work with clients? I think some of your clients I know are solopreneurs, if I'm not mistaken. So do you do one-on-one? Do you have group coaching? Obviously, you have a program with the university. Tell us a little bit more about how you work with people.
Yeah, a lot of times how I work with people is, for one, I have a YouTube channel and I release regular videos online. Facebook is my most active platform, but I help people with the free content. And then for those who want to go deeper, I have a monthly challenge that I do, highincomehealthexpert.com. And on that challenge, I have a VIP session for 5 days. I go live teaching about lessons about marketing, sales, how to get their message out, building authority as a health educator. And for those who want to upgrade to VIP, it's only $49. And then they could ask me anything about their business, and we could dive into who they're serving, where what their next level is, or if they're stuck to make their first 10,000 or their next 10,000, or maybe they're stuck at $10,000 a month and they want to break through and understand the next level. Then I work with them. A lot of people start on that challenge. And then for those who like the learning environment, they want to ascend and they want to like work further, there's usually two routes. I have a group coaching program that I work with my highest paying clients. And I also what I call a Skills Unlimited, which is like a Netflix for health marketing. So it provides courses on a variety of topics like phone selling secrets, what to say on the phone to convert clients, or platform promotion secrets, how to get your message out to others. One of the first things I like to do with them is get really clear on their offer. What is a premium mentorship program that you can create that people would gladly want to pay for? Because if you don't have an offer, if you're not sending people somewhere in your content or your message, then it's going to be hard. Or if your offer is weak, then it's also going to be hard to sell. So we fix their offer. And then the next thing is to craft a signature speech. This is like one infinite sales message that you can deliver again and again without losing its power of persuasion. And you can share it on stages, on interviews, or on like you package in a book or wherever. But we get really clear on dialing in that signature speech and then set them up with how to attract clients to hear their message or book them on speaking engagements. I find that by speaking on other people's audiences really opens the doors for you to get started where you don't have to spend months or years to try to build your own. There's already people right now in the marketplace who've congregated hundreds of thousands of your ideal clients, and they are looking for speakers just like you to share your message as you are looking for your audience, your ideal clients, to share your message too. So you can create strategic partnerships together, and that's how I work with them. It's the same offer, two levels of support. One is like coaching more with me and my team, and the other is like a Netflix of online courses that you're able to go at your own pace, do it yourself. But the objective is still the same, to monetize your knowledge, and the path is still the same. It's just different levels of
I love that. We didn't specifically say is that you're helping them with high ticket products as well. And a lot of people who start out or in health and wellness, they might be doing some one-on-one, they might be doing some group, but sometimes they just don't know how to get to that high ticket level. So how do you help them do that?
Yeah. So like an example is Dr. Kendra Lee. She came to me and she was, before she attended this challenge, she was struggling to keep her doors open. She bought a lifestyle center. She had really great equipment for juicing. And she's just, if I don't figure out how I'm spending more than my business is making, so if I don't figure out the marketing, I'm going to have to close down my doors. And I don't want to do that because this is my calling. It's my mission.
Quick interruption. Today's episode is sponsored by the Profit Clarity Masterclass. If money stress is bleeding into your evenings, weekends, or relationship, you're not imagining it, that pressure does add up. We're actually hosting a free live masterclass to help business owners like you get clarity around your finances. So we host a free live masterclass to help business owners like you get clarity around their finances so work stress stops running the rest of your life. If that sounds like something you need right now, come to the live masterclass. You can learn more and sign up at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
And so she joined our accelerator program, which is our high-end coaching program. And what we did is we helped craft. One of the first things I said is she was trying to sell one-on-one coaching for $1,500. And I was saying, like, your prices are too low. I would at least double that price. We like to start people at least $3,000 or more. And she's like, $3,000? I'm having a hard time selling my one-on-one coaching for $1,500. Why would anyone buy for $3,000? And I told her, we're not just increasing your price, we're increasing the value. We're learning how to communicate the value to people that you hold and making sure that you're actually solving valuable problems in your program. So a lot of this has to do, if you have the best skill in the world, if you're a level 10 skill set that can transform people's lives, but your communication is a level 3, then your audience is only going to be able to perceive you to the limits of your communication. So what we do is with this signature speech, we helped her to know exactly what stories to share, how she can express it so that people can really see the value that she has. And by being able to do that, we set up automations for her lead generation, set up automations for some of her sales conversions, that conversation. We gave her exactly what kind of script to give, because sometimes people are doing consultation calls And what they're taught in the certifications or their degree or in school about how to do consultations, it's great for healing disease and figuring out their sickness and their medical history and background, but it doesn't lead to actual sales. What we do is we encourage, if you already have a program or like a consultation format like that, do it after they become your paying clients. But beforehand, we gave her exactly what to say on the call that would lead people to want to join her program, that they're applying to join her program. And not everyone gets accepted. She's able to work with the premium clientele that's a good fit for her and identify who that really is. Now she's been able to fill her program. She had a 30-day program. We doubled that from $250 to $500. And then she's able to consistently fill that each month that she wants. And then her group coaching program, she had, after learning what to say on the phone, she had one mother calling and she's, I need this, my daughter needs this, and my husband needs this. So she signed up three people in her $3,000 boot camp in one call. And within a couple of weeks of learning how to do that, that's just one example of someone that we've worked with that is usually the process that I like to take people through. Figure out what areas here may be broken, or how can we plug in a system or a framework or turn a dial here to tweak something. A lot of times it's the small tweaks that lead to the biggest peaks. And that's the kind of stuff that we like to focus
on. I love that. I love that. And you're probably like helping people like me who always like to talk about the features. It can do this and it can do that and it can do that just because I get excited about it. But that's not what people want to hear. They want to hear, what are the benefits and where can you get me to? So that's so important and so hard for people to articulate. And then you're dealing with different platforms, right? They're on stage is a different platform than online, and then email, and then possibly if they have a YouTube channel, so you're talking video. So each one has its own kind of style, if you will.
That's very true. It's absolutely true. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes a lot of educators or coaches make, is that we focus so much on the teaching, and or we're focused, like you're saying, on the features. But I find instead of selling the features, sell the future. And it's a concept I like to call future painting, where you can paint a picture of what their future will look like as a result of working with you, what they can do, how their health can grow, the energy they'll have, the weight loss that they'll experience, the more time with their children, or instead of just saying like all the process, the more you focus on the teaching the process, the less people want to buy. And that's what I learned. The difference between speaking to teach is very big from speaking to sell. It's a totally different skill set. The first 5 years of my health education journey, I did a lot of teaching, and then I was struggling to make ends meet, basically enough to survive. But then I met one of my first millionaire mentors. He made over $12 million on the back of one signature speech. And he was sharing with me, look, Enoch, facts tell, stories sell. And be intentional about the stories you share, that each story is able to overcome a key objection that would hold someone back saying yes to your program or saying yes to working with you or applying the advice. And so I started to learn how to tell more stories, to be a collector of success stories or a collector of my own experience, and being able to share in a way that helps people to want to pay. And that's, like you were saying, helping them to see who they could become as a result. It makes a really big difference.
Yeah, I love that. Storytelling is so important. And it's so funny. I remember, I don't know, 20 years ago or something, I was trying desperately to find a storytelling course. And they didn't exist then. I knew storytelling was valuable, but I didn't quite know how to incorporate it into my marketing. But I wrote down future, not features. I love that. And then facts tell and story sell. I think those are so important. And I hope people are writing this down who are listening or watching, because those are two really important things. Do you have any favorite clients or any favorite stories? You don't have to give us any names, but where they were when they came to you and then where they are now, or where they were when they left?
I know one, I don't want to say I have a favorite client, because I love all my clients. They're such a joy to work with. But I know there's one prominent client that I was thinking of. She's been enjoyable to work with. She's known as Mommy Mango online, and she was coming to me. She was creating content. She was doing what she was told and trying to get viral, and she became an influencer. She had over 150 million subscribers, but those subscribers weren't really turning into paying clients. And a lot of times what we're told is if you have a big audience, you'll have big money, or that the more people you reach, the more you'll make. But just because someone has 100,000 followers doesn't mean they're making $100,000. Or just because they have 1 million followers doesn't mean they're making $1 million. She was wondering, how am I able to monetize this attention? And she came to me and she started learning about speaking and about how to sell from stage or craft a premium program. And she's like, I don't know, are people going? I teach mothers how to flatten their mommy tummy. She had an online course, but she didn't have any like premium mentorship. So she's like, people gonna pay for that? And I shared with her examples of people who have. I'm like, there are people who know far less than you who are making a lot more money. And that's the same for everyone listening. So what we did is we helped her to craft through our methodology for crafting an irresistible high-ticket health coaching offer. She was able to get her first $3,000 client. She's never been paid $3,000 from a single client in her entire career. She wasn't just an influencer or content creator. She worked at gym. She worked in the physiology space. She's got her master's degree in health education. Like that was her background, but she's never made so much in a single day. And it was really cool that through this process, she also got in. She was never really interested in the speaking to audiences online. Like you said, it's different nuances. She feels comfortable there, but speaking in person, that is freaky. So she went through my crowd and camera confidence course that shows you how to overcome the stage fright, how to address audiences, whether on camera or speaking to crowds. And she's like, this is the best I've ever felt in my life speaking before a live audience. And I shared with her these different speaking opportunities, how she can speak in a way that can get new clients. So from one talk, she was able to sign up two clients at $3,000. So then she had her first $6,000 day. And she's like, this is awesome. And then she was invited, someone reached out to her, said, I'm gonna do this event, it's for women hormones. And I thought, who better on planet Earth than to have you share about how women can strengthen their core? And would you be interested in speaking? And she messaged me, she's like, what do I do? I've never had to deal with that. She wants to know my speaking fees and like, how do I handle this? And so I showed her exactly what to say, what not to say over the email and what to say over the phone and how to handle it. And she got booked for $7,500 to get a 45-minute speech for her and her daughters to go to this event, have extra time to spend like on her vacation to be able to share a message with her ideal clients. And she's getting paid to get clients now. And I just think that's really special. It's an example of what you can do with the right guidance or the right framework, with the right process and message to market match. And it's really fun to see her grow. She always has great reviews. She said she joined her coaching program and within 2 days, she already got the value she was looking for, helped her craft that signature speech and the offer. And she's blown away of how quickly she can get some of these things done. And that's been fun to work with her and a few others too.
That's so great. I can see how excited you are when you talk about her. So I know that you must love your clients and love helping people. And so we're grateful that there are people out there like you helping people who need the help and who can walk them through that process, because getting up on stage isn't something that's easy for most people. You probably frame it as I know we do, is that it's more important to get the message out than it is to think about be self-conscious of yourself. Because if you think, they always make the example of, if you had the cure for a disease or something, you wouldn't hold it back because you were too embarrassed to get up and talk about it. You would be splashing it out to the world. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So this leads right into Enoch. I know there are people listening who are thinking, I need to know more about his programs. I need to know more about how he might be able to help me. What is the best way for them to reach you? Or where would you like people to go who are listening?
Yeah, if you want to contact me, I'm pretty easy to get a hold of on Facebook. I'm most active there, just Enoch Leffingwell. I produce content anywhere social media is really found, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn. I do post content there. I'm most active on Facebook. You can check out my YouTube videos. I release new videos each week there about health marketing. If you really want to dive deeper with me, we can get on a call and really talk about your business, then my free 5-day highincomehealthexpert.com challenge is something that a lot of people find a lot of value through. And there's free to attend. We also have an optional VIP upgrade. It's $49 and you get backstage pass with me. We'll throw out the red carpet for you and answer whatever questions you have regarding your business, where you're at, anything that we talked about here, just give you some time to get some of your questions answered. And that's also a really awesome way to connect together. So those are some ways that we connect. And I'd love to see anybody who has a message that they want to get to the world. And I love to work with people like that.
That sounds great. So my last question for you, and what I always ask my guests, is if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
I think one of the best principles or tips that have really changed my life is this principle in Luke 16:10. It talks about, if you're faithful in that which is least, you'll be faithful also in much. But if you're unjust in that which is least, you'll be unjust also in much. So what that means to me is that if I could be extremely responsible for, let's say I have 50 people in my audience, let me show up fully engaged and let me love on them, let me support them, serve them, help them at the highest level for 50 people, then that 50 people will teach me lessons. That's working on my character. It's teaching me skills. It gives me repetitions. It's helping me to become the person who could eventually help 50,000 people. Or when I'm on a stage with there's a listening network of 50,000 people or something, it is the faithfulness in the little things that creates a preparation for bigger things. And I think a lot of times people refuse to do anything because they don't have more people. They're like, I went live, but only 100 people looked at it. 100 people? Can you imagine if 100 people in a room and you're able to speak to them? Like you'd have, most people would have a pretty good time sharing with 100 people in a room. But then when it's views on a video, we think, oh, I'm failing. But that by being faithful with that first 100, it opens the doors to being able to reach hundreds of thousands. So that would be my tip, is be faithful with the little things, because that prepares you to be faithful with bigger opportunities in life and business and every area of life.
That's fantastic. Well, Enoch, I am so grateful that you joined me today. You have provided so much value to my audience, and I know there are people listening who are excited to take that first step. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciated it, and I love hearing what you do too.
Thanks.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.